We still not build until the Vatican slew. Me we hold still until the coffee turn blue. Tell them go and chill until the coffee done blue. Coffee come in like a rapture, and everybody get captured. Play sleep up like a helicopter when them see the lyrics come chapter.
You're in tune to Tropical Storm.
Tropical Storm with DJ Big D.
On CILU 102.7 FM.
Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020, across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or a trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, and this is Past Tense, the show that comes on every Monday night, 8 to 9 p.m., hosted by me. And last three songs you heard there were The Opera House from the Olivia Tremor Control, before that, Fluid by The Gerbils, and before that, Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel off of their first album, On Avery Island. I guess for a while now, I've been meaning to play, specifically Neutral Milk Hotel, as well as some of the other bands that became part of the Elephant Six recording company. And all three of those bands happen to be from that sort of collective. So it's been my intention, even before I started the show, to delve into a whole episode dedicated to that recording company, the Elephant Six, because I've had an interest in Neutral Milk Hotel for a long time, especially because they have a wealth of live recorded material, as well as demos that they put out. A lot of, kind of, in terms of recording quality, pretty rough, but very interesting because it falls outside of the, I guess, typical canon of Neutral Milk Hotel music, because there are a lot of songs that, I guess, specifically Jeff Mangum played that just never made it onto an official release, or at least not onto a well-produced release. Anyway, tonight is not that night, so I guess that's maybe a taste for the future of when I delve back in, because there are, especially because I listened to Of Montreal and the Olivia Tremor Control recently, it really sparked my interest to go further down that route. I thought the Olivia Tremor Control especially was really fun. I've only listened to one of their albums, which is the one that I picked a song from, called Music from the Unrealized Film Script, Dusk at Cubist Castle. Pretty cool to find out if there was actually an unrealized film, but I have no idea what that actually means. But anyway, I really wanted to play the Olivia Tremor Control one of these nights. I didn't get around to it last week, so this week was that opportunity. And I managed to sneak both The Gerbils and Neutral Milk Hotel in there, so pretty stoked about that. I know I used to listen to On Avery Island on repeat a lot. I don't know, I guess like 4 years ago or so. Had a bit of a phase with On Avery Island. Anyways, the rest of the hour is, I wanted to build it more around a couple of bands that I had found out about recently, being the Olivia Tremor Control, as well as a band from Victoria, BC called Freak Heat Waves that I'll get to later in the hour. I didn't manage to make the night as tight as I, in terms of like musical cohesion. So it's kind of a mix jumping between this sort of Elephant Six psychedelia that I just played there, and jumping into now some stuff that's more along the lines of, well, sort of an emo, post-punk, post-rock track, then going into another sort of post-rock, indie-rock thing, and some local favorites of mine, Starless. So that's more, I don't know what the heck to call their music, but it's definitely interesting. It's a lot of fun. It's some goofy, good time music, and there's a lot of good musicianship that goes into that. I know they put a lot of effort into their recording. Anyway, commence now with a song called The Air is Concrete and Hard to Breathe by Eyes of Autumn, which is sort of a emo-ish post-punk band I've heard them described as. We'll be right back.
crumbling as a block. Tomsk Oblast echoes the Tok Grid Valley. The cameras echoes the posh digs, echoes the artist and communal or private. My kitchen's for gossip. Get ahead of the shadow, the refuse outright. Cliche comforts, the drift in the ether. To resign from existence, they can't hold meaning. To abandon those who can't afford repeat it. The idle talk that passes for ground. Spun thought wraps around. And I can no longer aim in the way I once did.
Place to go. At least you made it past the night.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song you heard there was made by some friends of mine, a song called The Highwayman, and those friends being in the band Starless. Right now they're working on recording some more music. They're not playing live at the moment because not all their members are in town. So if you get the opportunity during the summer and you see that Starless is playing a live show, you better make sure you go out and see it, because it could be a while before you see them play again. And they're a really fantastic band, really great group of guys, also really great musicians, and I'm always happy to listen to their music. I'm really glad that I tuned back into their stuff they had released, I think, last year, in order to put it on the air here. And it makes me really excited for the fact that they are, as I said, working on music right now that they plan on releasing. Anyway, another band that I played right before Starless was Doreen, which is an Edmonton band that came through Thunder Bay, I think, in the fall when they released their last album. And that song was Never Let You Down off of their first official release, which was called Violence of the Spirit. And the band that played before that, or that I played before that, was Eyes of Autumn, with the song called The Air is Concrete and Hard to Breathe. So, nice little block there where I got to play the music from some people that I personally knew, those being the people from Doreen, who I got to meet when they came through town, and Starless. So, like I said before, make sure if you get the opportunity, you go out and see Starless play live, because I think, apart from the great music that they put together, it's really a blast for me to go out and see them kind of let loose on stage. There's certainly an amount of ecstasy that I see pass over them. It's a state that I don't see commonly in other people. Like, I can really tell how, on top of the fantastic music, how into it they are. And I think that's half the fun of seeing them play. Anyway, after this, we're going to be going into some slower, more psychedelic stuff with a pretty well-known Canadian band called Elevator to Hell, and traveling off from there. And yeah, the last half hour will be a little bit slower, not quite so fast-paced.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
The anger grew till where Roger attacked the boy and pulled pulled out half his greasy hair. The boys screamed and Roger cursed the human's dirty stares. And Marla swung and everything went blurred in Roger's head. He fell down to the pavement and the people looked and cared. Roger couldn't move and all you could taste was greasy hair.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense. Had four songs there, all along the lines of, I guess, psychedelic rock, indie rock in some ways. Last one was Aophon, with a song called Secret Gypsy Language. Before that, Two Boys All Right, with the song Pale Fire Darkening. Before that, Helvetia, with Crumbs Like Saucers. And before that, Elevator to Hell, Roger and the Hare. It had taken me a long time to realize that Roger and the Hare was actually by Elevator to Hell, because the first and only way that I ever heard it before was when my friends back in high school and their band covered that song. I just hadn't realized it didn't actually belong to them. Makes me realize maybe I should have paid better attention to music back when I was a little bit younger. But anyway, those guys that covered that song were in a band called Green Mind, and now they play in Burial Etiquette and Evangelion. And both of those bands that they're in are actually working on recording music, and they're also playing. Burial Etiquette played a set on Friday, and it was all new material. I managed only to get in and catch the last two songs, but I was incredibly excited by the fact that they were playing songs that I had never heard them play before. I hadn't seen released on, and I guess their EP that they released a couple years ago, and like I said, never heard them before, so really excited about that. They seem like they're having a really great time, and I'm really excited both for whatever's coming out of Burial Etiquette, as well as the fact that Evangelion, which is a little three-piece, well, I guess they're both three-piece bands, but another more recent band that two of those guys have been a part of is also working on content that they're recording. So, like I said, very excited, and those are definitely things to pay attention coming out of the local music scene in the near future. After that little block there, which was kind of dominated by, well, Helvetia, Two Boys All Right, and Aophon are both bands that are in some way related to Duster, which is one of my favorite bands. I find that despite my efforts, every time I put together a playlist for one of these Monday nights, I manage to have a band in there that has one of the old Duster members in it or some sort of not-so-obscure relation to them. And those are both some smaller side projects, I think mostly coming from the member called Clay Parton. So I think that was, yeah, Aophon and Two Boys All Right were both projects that he was a part of. So I think they're both maybe still releasing music. I don't really know. I'm not sure what the status of those little side projects are. Probably on hiatus now that Duster is back together. I don't know if they're recording more music, but that's another thing I have to look into. Coming up now, we're going to have a bit of a different tone, going more into the psychedelic, maybe more pop stuff. I'm not sure how to describe it. I don't have the right words to fit the music sometimes, but really excited about it because within this little block, I'm going to play a Freak Heat Waves track, which is a band I mentioned way back at the start of this episode as being one that I came across recently, a Victoria, BC band, and they made some music that I was really, really, really excited about hearing. It was, I don't know. Well, I shouldn't say excited. It was just, I really liked the music, really wanted to play it, and I wanted to fit it into one of these shows sometime. So here it is tonight. Anyway, this song coming up next is by Homeshake, a Canadian artist, a song called Heat.
Yeah.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari, and we are approaching the very end of Past Tense, the Monday night 8 to 9 p.m. show. Last song there was Freak Heat Waves with the song In the Dip of the Night, before that, Heat by Homeshake. Both Canadian artists. I was kind of surprised. I hadn't realized that Homeshake was Canadian, even though I had been listening to him for quite a long time. And Freak Heat Waves was a band that I very recently came across. And like I said before, I got kind of excited about it by how much I liked it, and I really wanted to put it on the air. It took me a couple of weeks to figure out a spot to put it in, to figure out the right sort of songs to play around it, I guess. It's not, doesn't entirely fit in with the sort of noisy, mathy, indie, whatever the heck I've been doing for however many weeks. So it took a little bit of extra effort to sort that out, but yeah, I really like being able to put it on the air. I think they released some other music. That album that song was on came out in 2018, so I can't remember when their first album that they released was put out, but hopefully they're still putting on music. This is not a band that I've seen live, not a band that I've come across anywhere but the internet. It was only because I happened to see a forum post that of someone going on about the band that I actually managed to listen in and decide to put on air. Anyway, I've got a few other things that I'm planning on putting on in the future. Like I mentioned at the very beginning, I have an interest in putting together a show totally dedicated to, I guess, the Elephant Six Recording Company, which includes bands like the Gerbils, Neutral Milk Hotel, and the Olivia Tremor Control. I've been a big fan of Neutral Milk Hotel, so I feel like that'd be a lot of fun for me to dig more into, I guess, that group of friends that decided to band together and make music collectively. I think it's also interesting because it was kind of propped up by a group of friends, a bunch of bands that just came together. I know there are a lot of record labels of that nature, but it was something I'd like to look at. Anyway, we're going to be looking at Ryan McCulloch shows after this.
Hey, you're tuned to CILU 102.7 FM. Here's what's up in Thunder Bay for Monday, March the 2nd. Foundry has comedy open mic. It's 19+. There's no cover. Starts at 8:30 and it's followed by karaoke with Citywide Sound. Looking ahead to Tuesday, Cheers the Village Pub has open mic night featuring Chris Tonkins. Goes from 8 until 11, all ages, no cover. And on Tuesday as well, Foundry has the best karaoke show in Thunder Bay. It's 19+, no cover, and that will start at 10.
For more details and a complete listing of what's happening in our city, go to tvshows.com. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to CILU 102.7 FM.